Pressure is mounting on the Queensland Police after revelations that it failed to correct false information about the use of a taser in an incident where a 39-year-old man later died. For 6 days, the community was led to believe the taser was fired 3 times rather than 28, until a media story today corrected the record. Despite allegations of a cover-up, the Queensland Police and the Police Union are defending their handling of the incident, along with the safety of taser weapons. Annie Guest reports from Brisbane.
When Antonio Galliano died at his North Queensland home last Friday, the Queensland Police Union's Ian Leavers described it this way.
It is known the taser 2 to 3 times was used and was used upon the person, but he continued to be very aggressive and threatened the life of himself and also the lives of police.
Today, it's a different story. Police have confirmed a media report that the taser was fired 28 times. But the union's acting president says he has faith in the officer's account of the incident.
I am confident and I've spoken with them at length. I spoke to them when I was in there and I'm confident they have told the truth.
But RMIT Criminal Justice Associate Professor Julian Bondi says if the taser was functioning properly, an officer would know whether they fired a few times or more than 20.
I think without doubt. I don't think it could be credibly claimed. Did I fire it 3 times? Maybe it was 28 times. I don't think that. I think that's well outside of the bounds of credibility.
Former Queensland Police Sergeant and ex-politician Peter Pike is a vocal opponent of tasers and earlier this year predicted a death would result from the rollout of the weapons in Queensland after it began in January. He's concerned that it's taken 6 days for the correct information to come to light.
I think that information that the taser was fired 28 times may have been available to the Queensland Police Service on Friday and it may have been suppressed.
A short time ago, the Police Minister Neil Roberts revealed he has known for days.
And that information was what prompted both the Commissioner and I on Monday to announce a full review of both the policy and training related to tasers in Queensland.
The Deputy Police Commissioner Ian Stewart says when senior officers learnt the taser had been fired 28 times rather than 3, they correctly passed the information to the coroner. And he says it's not clear how many times Antonio Galliano was actually stunned.
Whether or not they were in what we call probe mode, where the weapon is actually fired and the probes actually are ejected from the weapon, or whether it was in stun drive mode where the weapon is placed against a person or an object.
These factors are important to understanding the power of the electric shocks delivered. He says tasers, which can fire 50,000 volts, are considered safe and effective and will continue to be used by police, although there is now a review of policies, training and monitoring of the use of the stun guns.
The review is expected to be completed within 4 weeks, and then obviously there is issues to do with the inquiry being conducted by the coroner, the information that can be released will be released to the public.
Critics, including lawyers and civil libertarians, say the tasers should be wholly suspended until it can be certain they're not killing people. It's claimed 3 Australians have died after being hit with the stun gun, and Amnesty International says the taser is linked to the death of more than 300 people in the US. There are no Australian medical experts on tasers who'll speak publicly about the weapon, but some overseas experts say it's a safe option. However, in a report in the Canadian Medical Association Journal in March, it said the risk of seizure should be added to a list of possible adverse effects, alongside the chance that being shot with a taser could exacerbate heart problems. Associate Professor Bondi from RMIT says Canada has had to recall some tasers from police use.
Annie Guest reporting.